Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, our prayer is that you have a fantastic day, and our hope is that these couple of minutes on today's episode would be encouraging to you, helpful. And if so, if you don't mind, would you consider subscribing if you've got a podcast app on your device and then sharing with a friend and just encouraging them as well? Well, there's a universal symbol for surrender, and it's typically throwing your hands up in the air and saying, I'm done. You got me. I'm caught. And you see this in movies when somebody's on the run from the cops. You see it even in day-to-day life when somebody just says, man, I throw in the towel, I quit, I surrender. It's a universal sign of throwing our hands in the air, and that's powerful. There's something powerful about surrender. There's something powerful about coming to a place where you begin to say, you know what, it's not my will, but yours. And this happens in the life of faith. One example of this is found in Genesis chapter 22. God had been walking with Abraham for a long, long time. When Abraham first started following God, he essentially came for what he could get from God. God promised him all kinds of blessings and all kinds of things that would work for him if Abraham would say yes. So of course he said yes. But later in life, there came a shift. In Genesis 22, God tests Abraham, not to hurt him or to harm him, but to strengthen his faith. And the way that he did this is he said, Abraham, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your son, your only son, the one in whom you have prayed for your entire lifetime, the one that you thought would never, ever, ever come to be, and yet I answered that prayer. I want you to take that son, and I want you to offer him as a sacrifice. Now, this is a big deal. Abraham doesn't know the end of the story yet. He doesn't have the Bible yet. He doesn't have the perspective that you and I have. But here's what's interesting. Even though that Abraham didn't know exactly what was going to happen, it says in verse 3 of Genesis 22 that Abraham rose early in the morning, he saddled his donkey, took some helpers with him, and his son Isaac. In other words, he took the next step in obeying what God had told him. Now, what's significant about this, and there's a lot of significance to it, but one of the things that's so significant is what is not said in this passage. Abraham doesn't push back on God's demand. Abraham doesn't barter with him and say, well, what do I get in return? Instead, when God says, here's what I want you to do, Abraham gets up and takes the next step. He doesn't ask, do I get twins in return? He doesn't ask, do I get a better place in the Bible? He just gets up and takes the next step. And what I love about this is a picture of surrender. What I love about this is in Genesis 12, it took the promises of God to get Abraham on his feet. But now in Genesis 22, it doesn't take promises. It just takes the person of God. In other words, there came a moment in Abraham's faith where he no longer followed God just for what he could get, but because of who God was. In other words, he quit focusing on the hands of God and he started trusting the heart of God. And so I just want to challenge you with that today. Has that shift happened for you? A great question to ask yourself is, how far are you willing to take your faith? How far are you willing to take your faith? Because there's going to come moments where God asks us to take the knife to some things. There's going to come moments where God asks us to kill some of the things that are in our life. And the question is, are you willing to go that far? Are you at the place yet where the shift has taken place, where you're following God for who he is and not just what he does? I want to encourage you today, if you've been on the run, throw your hands up and say, I surrender all.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.